This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe a shining light comes through the window. Henry Davis caught up. Henry Davis, apparently, now it's not official in the transaction yet. The most recent Pirates transaction is them putting Jose Hernandez on the 15-day injured list and then calling up Ryan Borucki, former Toronto Blue Jays left-handed pitcher. So the transaction not official yet by the Pirates. We should expect that today, considering that several reports acknowledge that Henry Davis has been selected to come up and be on the Major League roster. And you get excited about that. You think, yeah, no more Austin Hedges. No more Between the Hedges segment if you listen to the Fan Morning Show. No more Austin Hedges. No more Between the Hedges. No more franchise-leading catcher's interference calls. And you're optimistic, maybe, until you hear this. This is Derek Shelton, after yesterday's game, acknowledging Henry Davis's upcoming call-up.
How or if to ask you about Henry Davis? Is that a tomorrow thing?
Yeah, we're planning on Henry coming up tomorrow. We plan on being in the big leagues tomorrow. He deserves to be here. I think he's shown that and is pushing. Our two catchers will be staying, so we'll be using him in different ways. But that's what we're planning on doing right now.
What? That to me is bizarre. Okay, if you're gonna call up Henry Davis, when I anticipated Henry Davis and or Andy Rodriguez getting caught up, I thought, okay, right away, catcher. They're primarily catchers. And that's what I'm thinking. And as you heard Derek Shelton say right there, we're going to use Henry Davis in different ways. I don't get that. And I hate to admit this too, and Crowley will revel in this. I'm jumping off of the Austin Hedges bandwagon. I think four catchers interferences is too much in a season. His defense no longer outweighs his offensive liability, and he's becoming a borderline defensive liability. I still think he's talented in that regard, but he should not be the starting catcher when you have two catchers in the minor leagues who are top prospects, and when you're in contention for a division race. And right now the Pirates sunk to third. That's frustrating, because they were there. I hate all of you that called him before and were upset about the A's series as if the Pirates' season was over, losing 2 of 3 to the Oakland A's. You should be more frustrated about them losing or getting swept by the Cubs and then getting swept by the Brewers, even more so the Cubs, because at least if you win some games against the Cubs, you create a little bit of a buffer going into that series against Milwaukee. I didn't have high expectations for them in Milwaukee, because they never really play well in Milwaukee. But now, they got swept by two division opponents, and the Reds caught them because the Reds are on a hot streak. I think they've won 7 or 8 in a row. Now they're in second, and they're contending for the division. And a lot of us Pittsburgh fans out there are saying, oh, yep, the Reds are going to win the division. Nope. Just because of one hot streak, they're going to win the division. I would pump the brakes on that one. But this Henry Davis situation is going on where Shelton acknowledges, okay, he's getting called up, but he's not going to, we're going to use him in different ways. We're keeping the two other catchers on the roster, which means that the two offensively struggling catchers in Austin Davis and Austin Hedges and Jason DeLay, those two staying on the roster. Struggling offensively, and Hedges struggling defensively since he's been a starter. And Henry Davis is going to play the outfield, in which the Pirates really don't need any more outfield depth. They've got options. both in the majors right now and in AAA. So why would you force Henry Davis to play somewhere else when the two catchers on the roster who are already there are struggling? Doesn't mean Jason DeLay doesn't have any promise. Austin Hedges, as I'm going to steal the line, might be over the hedge. But up, up. Anyway, he's not, I don't think he's the future of the Pirates at this point. I never thought exactly he was the future of the Pirates. I thought he was a talented catcher, and he's proven he's a talented defensive catcher in the past. But, I mean, this season is really starting to fall off for him, and those catcher's interference calls, that's nuts. It's June, and he now has the most catcher's interference called against him in the history of the Pirates franchise. That's amazing. Not good. And you bring up your former first overall pick in the 2021 draft, and he's not going to play catcher when your catchers are struggling? That to me just doesn't make sense. That's frustrating. If you want to call in and talk about it, 412-928-9370 is my phone number. I'm also on Twitter, at callus_33 if you prefer the written word. Callus at callus_33. So, Derek Shelton talking about the Pirates are going to use Henry Davis in different ways. Probably in the outfield, because they had him play the outfield in the minors. At least a few games I'm sure of when he was in AA. I don't know if he played any in AAA, but he has minor league outfield experience. When they bring him up, they're going to use him in different ways. Maybe even a DH? Nah. Young guy playing DH, I don't know how supportive I am of that, but if they use him in those different ways, that's what it is.